All right, happy now to have once again on our program here, Masconomet High School football coach Gavin Monagle. And coach, another successful week for your boys. Really a big win over Danvers, and that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, hey, Rick, thank you very much. Yeah, it feels great. I mean, the kids did super. It was a great game. Danvers is a super team. Both teams have their strengths, and it was good. It was good. Becoming more and more of a nice rival with us in Danvers, I think. It's like the fourth time we play them now. The last 4 years, we're 2-2. So it's good. We're right next door to each other, so it's becoming a nice little rivalry.
Well, I know that, you know, they for years, under Coach Nolan, you know, they've competed. They've been really tough in the NEC. They go up, and they've had an arch rivalry with Tewksbury up there. But now you guys are in the league, and it's pretty cool. I just keep my eye on the Cape End League. I've had a bunch of guys on, and they're having a wild finish right now. But so are you. I mean, you got Marblehead, Swampscott, both unbeaten overall, but unbeaten in the league, and you guys are like half a game out with a big game coming up. I want to leave that for a few minutes, and if you would, Coach, I'd like a little recap on the Danvers game, because I'm looking at the stats in the Salem News, and I don't see any Masco players, which means you must have spread it around pretty good on offense.
Yeah, we did. We did. We had Matt Nagworthy scored. He put one in early for us. You know, so we didn't have like a ton of yards.
Mm-hmm.
We got some timely yards, I think. I think we hit Owen Barrett for a couple of nice passes when we needed to. You know, both Nadworthy's came up with some nice runs when they needed to. You know, Matty Richardson's, he completed a few good passes when we needed to. But the defense, I thought, was really the big story.
Mm-hmm.
The truth. It was 12-12 at halftime. You know, it was really, very, hard fought game by both teams. I think the game changed somewhere in that third period where Corin Canada-Hunt has been outstanding defensive end for us, like outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
He had another tremendous game, and he had like his third sack of the game,
which
caused a fumble, which Tyler McMahon, our other defensive end, happened to be right next to him, and he got it, picked it off in the air, and ran it for a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
So now that took the wind out of them, I think, and, you know, we stopped them. Their next drive, and we put one more in, and, you know, that's what happened. The score was deceiving, I thought, and I thought it was a very close game all the way through,
mm-hmm.
and I think that play really took the wind out of their sails a little bit there and really gave us a lot more energy.
That's been the story of Danvers all season. They've played everybody tough and come up a little bit short for one reason or another.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a couple of defensive linemen, and Gavin, I ask coaches every single week, and I forgive me for not remembering the names, but you gotta brag about another lineman or two, either on offense or defense, because those guys,
yeah.
they never get enough ink, you know?
No, they really don't. I was a lineman, so I know how it is. This is what it is sometimes, but no, it's, Jeff Papalotto, Will Magnifico, Albie LaVita, Hayden Canada-Hunt, that's his twin, that's, Karin's twin brother,
mm-hmm.
and, they all did a great job with Danny Ganji, one of our captains, who's a center. So, you know, every week they do a good job. I mentioned Tyler McMahon on the defensive side. He's also a tight end, but so is Eric Seabach, who, he does a great job, too, in the run game. So we look at, we're really blessed with a lot of good players. Those linemen are seniors, and good news and bad news. We'll obviously lose them next year, but while you get them this year, they really are a great group that does play with a lot of pride, and they are all super, super leaders. Adam Costas is a senior on the line, on the defensive side, that's really a first-year player, and he's just really worked like a dog to get himself any looks at all. You know, the first couple weeks, he really was hard. And then, man, the kid's worked his butt off playing starting now.
You know.
Significant time, and it helps us with depth. You know, instead of a couple guys going both ways, we have him and Canada-Hunt going only one way on the defensive side of the ball. That helps. It helps a ton, you know. And Tyler's in and out on offense, but he plays solid defense the whole way through. So all those things help.
It's funny. You as a teacher, kids used to complain to me because I A lot of the coaches are my friends. Paul Ingram is I've taught with Paul for so many years. We started together, close friends. But the kids would come in and they'd complain, you know, Mr. Moore, coach doesn't play me, and I know I'm better than, and every single time I would say, well, you know you're good. Your parents probably know you're good, but you got to show it to the coach. You got to make them notice you. So it sounds like you got kids who are doing that.
Yeah, they really do, and it's not easy to crack it, you know.
Right.
Football. One good thing about football is, I think, is it's a little bit different than other sports. If you know, you put the kids in a drill, and everyone knows who wins the drill. You know what I mean? It's not like not like basketball where you might be a good shooter, you know, in your backyard, and you know, football. If you know, we do our line drills, and we do a lot of one-on-ones every week, and that's where Adam came. We watched him. We're like, this kid's got to understand this better, and so, you know, He's really starting to take it to some of these.
I love it.
And then you get more and more confidence, and like, you had to play him, and you got him out there, and he did good. So
that's great.
You're right. You do love seeing stories like that. And the other kids weren't just giving it to him, that's for sure. Everybody wants to be out there. So.
That's tremendous. Coach, a couple of questions, I guess, here. This time of year, How was the discipline? Because I know the first game in particular, when we talk way back with all the coaches, you know, a lot of little crazy penalties. And then maybe the second game, it ironed out a little bit. But how's it been with the discipline on your team?
I think it's been good. I thought it was, you know, both teams played a real clean game the other night, I thought. You know, same. You know, we've been pretty lucky like that. Yeah, you know, you get a couple of stupid ones every once in a while and shake your head at. But, I mean, in general, I think it's been pretty good. You know,
Bad
for the kids. And I mean, if... They'd kill you we wouldn't be winning if we weren't disciplined. I do believe that.
Good point. Yep. I should know better. I want to talk about the game coming up, but, crazy week weather wise and, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kids are not the New England Patriots and they're not going to be out there in this weather, I presume.
No.
So for Tuesday, Wednesday, probably, well, at least Wednesday and then maybe Thursday, when you have weather, That is so difficult, you know, with a nor'easter or a blizzard, whatever. What do you do, Coach? You go inside. You got a backup plan. What do you do?
Yeah. We've been fortunate. We have a decent enough field house that we've been in today. Yesterday we were outside. We weren't expecting it at first, but there was a whole, you know, window there, the weather, and it helped us a ton because we wanted to get our passing game in, and we knew if we didn't get in yesterday, we wouldn't be able to really, truly. So that was good. That was real good. We got a lot of good work in yesterday outside. But today was all inside, and you know what? It's like I said, you know, it does help when you're winning. They keep approaching things with a real positive attitude. You know, they understand. Yeah, we got, you know, 2 hours here to get better. That's all we got, and we have to leave here. You know, other people are going to be using.
Yep.
So let's not waste anyone's time and move on. And you know, the kids have been great. And we kind of left the practice today, saying the same thing. You know, tomorrow come, be ready to go. We can't deal, you know, it does change our attitude a bit. We can't deal it down. You can't take it as a non-practice because we had contact, but not as much contact as you normally would have, you know. You can't duplicate offenses, you know, the other team's offense as well either, you know.
Well, I was going to say, yeah.
Swampscott.
That would be pretty hard to duplicate Swampscott's for sure.
Really would. So that's where video's more important too, and, you know, we do work that with the kids, and they do, you know, stress that with them. So videos become, I think, way more important than, you know, like when I was growing up, for example. It's so easy. It's so accessible. I mean, these kids can pull up on their phones, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's pretty wild. It's pretty amazing that the technology and what the kids can do. This is your first full season in the NEC, is that right?
Yeah.
Because we had fall two. Okay, you're pulling into the league. I'm looking every week at the games you guys are playing and who you're playing. And it's exciting to see those games, to see the scores. How are you looking at this, Coach, going into the league? How's it been for you as an experience?
It's been real exciting. It has been. It's been an interesting dynamic, I think. You know, it's, you know, you see the tradition in all these teams and going into these stadiums. And, you know, all the games have been packed, too. Super. Even starting with Newburyport, the first game of the year, and, you know, the Damas the other night. So that's pretty cool on top of it all, you know. I mean, every game's been, and, you know, they've been, you know, Beverly brought great crowds. You know, Marblehead brought a great crowd to our place. Salem, that place was packed. You know, our place was packed against Salem even. So it was good, you know, and, you know, getting to know these teams a little bit more. We always play one or two of them here and there, you know, each year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different. It is. It's exciting. It's a good football league. You know you're in a good football league. You know, all the coaches are great. They're all, super. All the teams are well coached. And, you learn. You got to really be on top of your game. You really do learn. At the end of every game, you see something different on tape. You watch different tapes of other teams, and it is pretty neat. You do see some things that, you got to be sharp about everything, I think. And I think the kids understand that, too, where, you just can't take anything for granted, that's for sure.
Good.
We try to stress every angle matters here. I guess everything matters, So every tackle matters, every block matters. So I think it's made us better. I've had a program, to tell you the truth. I think it makes us just every week, like you say, you look at our schedule. I mean, we couldn't take a week off in there, the NEC teams, that's for sure.
Well, I know
we got pounded. If we took a playoff at Beverly, that game's different,
If
we took some plays off in Marblehead, they would have killed us.
There's another tough break for Beverly. They've had some really tough losses. But, okay, here we go, Swampscott, man. They've got it on both sides of the ball. Everybody knows about their offense, and I think what's gone a little bit under the radar is how good their defense is.
Yeah, they fly all over the place. I was really impressed with their team speed, their defensive speed. It's great. And they're a pretty physical team. They're not afraid to mix it up in there, and they're talented. They get some very good players. The linebacker, the quarterback we talked about once before, was also a linebacker. He does a great job out there. I think they got some tough kids in there. But I think the team speed's really impressive. They fly to the ball. Even some, they got some kids who might not be big kids, but speed makes up for a lot.
Yeah.
It really does.
Coach Ingram used to say you can't teach speed, so.
Can't teach speed, no.
I guess that's it. Well, it's a big one. It's 7:00, and again, it's the end of the regular season, and Gavin, I'll talk to you next week, I hope, after the seedings are set, because I've been looking at this thing and I've been talking to coaches and my head is spinning from it.
No way you can figure out.
Yeah. So we'll talk again. And, but more importantly, you have a chance to knock off a team that's unbeaten. Marblehead, I just don't know, Marblehead has got Danvers, and they need to watch out for Danvers, because if Danvers puts it all together, man, they could pull the upset. So the league is wide open.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Danvers is legit, I think. They can, at any moment, they can get a drive together and just sustain it. And then play good defense, too. Every week they're going to play good defense. And just a matter of just sustaining a few things there as far as drives go. Even when I saw them play Swampscott, their first drive, down to the 10-yard line on them. And then they just, a penalty kind of brought them back a little bit. But, yeah, no, you're right about that.
Well, it's fun. It's great. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be playing football. And I think the best thing, Gavin, is you mentioned the stands. Every game I've been to, so far this season, and I mean every game, it's been like a Thanksgiving Day crowd. People have been ringing the perimeter. They've been filling up the stand. Usually there's one set of stands. But it's been great to see. And so, you gotta feel really good about it no matter what the outcome is. It's been great that we've reached this point after all we've been through.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think there'll be a big crowd in Swampscott on Friday night, too. So,
Just
looking forward to it, that's for sure. It should be an exciting way to finish off the regular season. I really couldn't ask for a bigger game. You play an undefeated team, and that's one loss, and a shot at the title still, and,
All right.
Cool.
We will talk before the playoffs, but in the meantime, Coach, good luck this week with the weather, good luck with the game, and thank you so much for taking the time tonight. I really appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thanks, Gavin. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Gavin Monagle, who is the coach of Masconomet High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Make that Masconomet High School football. We can't leave that out.